For the last 10 years or so, botanists have been probing the genetic secrets of plants. More than 5 years ago, a famous report among botanists revealed the DNA showed plants they didn't think were related might actually have a common ancestor. James Doyle is a plant scientist at the University of California at Davis.
When a lot of the results from the first gene came out in 1993, there were a lot of the new results that I think many people looked at and said, well, I'm going to wait a while before I accept that.
Now, a new report has been published in a leading botanist journal, the Annals of the Missouri Botanical Garden. This article follows up on the earlier paper. One of the principal authors is Peter Stevens. He says some of the relationships suspected with the first genetic data turned out to be wrong, but subsequent testing has confirmed others and turned up some new surprising relationships, such as learning the sacred lotus plant of Asia is a close cousin of the sycamore tree.
One of the interesting ones is that papaya goes with cabbages. Another very interesting one is that things like nettles and elm trees go with roses. And actually, if you sort of go through the whole classification, you'd find that there were, in fact, quite a number of things like that. Totally unexpected.
The paper Stevens co-authored was peer-reviewed by James Doyle. Doyle says it was easier to dismiss odd relationships when the genetic data were first coming in. But after repeated testing and confirmation, Doyle says botanists are starting to accept some of these strange pairings.
When you have several genes all saying the same thing about, say, papayas being related to cabbages and their relatives, you have to start concluding, well, this must be the way it is.
Doyle says these new relationships are backed by hard DNA data. Every time a plant researcher publishes findings about a plant, the genetic information is sent to a central data bank that's open to their colleagues around the world. The editor of the article, Henk Vanderwerf, says the authors of this new report used that data.
What the authors here have done is pulled the sequences from the data bank and analyzed them in a new way. I mean, they changed the scope. Rather than looking at one particular family or one small group of families, they took samples of all the families that were available to them, which gives a much broader view of relationships between all plant families rather than a small section of all the plant families.
In some of these cases, the new genetic findings are turning the botanist's world topsy-turvy. Since the 18th century, flowering plants have been carefully grouped together and classified according to an accepted system. Vanderwerf says over the years the system has been modified but basically follows the original design.
That has been largely done based on morphological characters, leaf position, flower types, number of various parts of the flowers, the way they look, things you can see on the plant.
Vanderwerf says the genetic information sometimes contradicts the morphological assumptions. In other words, plants that don't look anything alike are turning out to be in the same family. It's something of a revolution among plant scientists. However, article co-author Peter Stevens says the work of botanists over the last two centuries is not made obsolete by these new findings.
Not all the groups they recognized turned out to be unsatisfactory. And so a big question is to what extent is morphology, which is, you know, how things look, anatomy, and things like that, how reliable a guide is that to relationships? And to what extent are molecules really changing things?
Stevens and his colleagues are suggesting botanists rearrange how they classify the plants, partly based on the genetic information. They argue that way, if a helpful product such as a medicine is found in a fairly rare plant, a scientist might more easily be able to find a common plant that's a close genetic cousin. While the genetic relationships are not disputed, moves to change the way botanists classify plants is hotly debated. One of the article's reviewers, James Doyle, says that's where the report gets controversial.
The purpose of this is to set up a series of new orders of plants, and often they're names of orders that existed before, but with different composition, different families put in them. And I think that's a part that there's going to be a lot of argument about for a long time.
Some botanists say there's a lot of genetic data coming in every day, and it's too soon to start radical changes in the classification system. Others say instead of tinkering with the structure of the existing system, a whole new system based strictly on genetic data should be designed. At the same time this article is being circulated, new reports using even more genetic data are being compiled. Their findings will further fuel the debate, but botanists agree when the smoke clears, no matter what system is devised, they'll have a more certain idea of how plant life on Earth is all connected. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.